This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The coronavirus question is becoming somewhat more personal for President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani explains.
Brazil says its presidential communications chief has tested positive for the virus just days after meeting with President Trump and Senator Rick Scott in Florida. The president remembers talking with the delegation.
I don't know if the press aide was there.
He was. A photo shows the man standing shoulder to shoulder with the president and Scott, who said today he's self-quarantining. It's the first time somebody infected with the virus is known to have been close to the president. Should he be tested?
Let's put it this way, I'm not concerned.
While the virus usually causes only mild or moderate symptoms in most people, it can hit older ones harder. The president is 73. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Wall Street saw its worst day Thursday since the so-called Black Monday crash of 1987. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
It was a devastating day on Wall Street. Stocks suffered their most severe beating since the Black Monday crash of 1987, with coronavirus fears sparking another sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 10% of value, falling 2,300 points to close at 21,200. The S&P 500 gave up 9.51%, dropping 260 points to 2,480.64. The Nasdaq Composite lost 750 points, or 9.43%, to 7,201. Stocks went on the downturn from the opening bell, plunging so fast that a 15-minute trading halt was triggered for the second time this week. I'm Mike Gracia.
European markets were also hit hard. London was down 11%. Major French and German indices took a 12% hit. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Pentagon on Thursday confirmed the United States had carried out strikes against five Iran-backed militia weapons storage facilities in Iraq, one day after a deadly rocket attack killed two Americans and one British service member. The Pentagon statement said the United States conducted defensive precision strikes against Khatib Hezbollah facilities across Iraq. The statement said the strikes were defensive, proportional, and in direct response to the threat posed by Iranian-backed Shia militia groups. An Iraqi military statement on national TV said the strikes hit the town of Najaf and three other areas outside Baghdad. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders both criticized President Donald Trump's response to the coronavirus outbreak in the United States. Presidential candidate Joe Biden said that Trump's assertion Wednesday that the coronavirus is a foreign organism is just wrong.
Labeling COVID-19 a foreign virus does not displace accountability for the misjudgments that have been taken thus far by the Trump administration.
Speaking in Vermont, Sanders said the administration needs to be more transparent with the American people.
The American people deserve transparency, something that the current administration has fought day after day to stifle. In other words, we need to know what is happening right now in our country, in our states, and in fact, all over the world.
A campaign debate between Biden and Sanders, scheduled for Sunday night in Arizona, was moved to CNN's Washington studios, where it will take place with no audience because of concerns over the coronavirus. The impact of the virus outbreak continues to ripple across the U.S. sports and entertainment industries. In college basketball, the NCAA announced Thursday that it is canceling both its men's and women's postseason tournaments and any remaining winter and spring championships. As AP's Mike Mancuso reports, one game was called at halftime.
The cancellations are now complete. The Big East was the only major college basketball conference to begin a game on Thursday, but at halftime of the Creighton-St. John's quarterfinal game, after hearing from New York City officials and discussions with school presidents, Big East Commissioner Val Ackerman canceled the tournament due to coronavirus concerns.
We have two completed games. We have half a game. And that's all we're going to have in 2020. I got to tell you, it breaks my heart.
Major League Baseball, the NHL, and MLS followed the NBA by suspending play. Mike Mancuso, New York.
Elsewhere, Broadway theaters suspended performances through April 12th, and Disney announced it would close its Disneyland and California Adventure Parks starting Saturday. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.